to say good morning to Leanne Grantham from the WNBL. Good morning, Leanne. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
You, of course, had a big announcement yesterday down in Melbourne.
Yes, we did. Yeah, very exciting. First ever, I believe, in women's sport in Australia.
And, of course, involving our local Canberra capital, Lauren Jackson. You've made her the face of the WNBL, although she was sort of that, but it's a unique deal, this one.
Well, it's a service agreement or service contract, and it runs for 2 years. It actually commenced in August this year, but due to Lauren's commitments with the Australian Opals and obviously her commitment to the Canberra Capitals contract, etc., we decided not to announce it until it was suitable to her and to the WNBL. And, it is quite unique. I mean, it's unique and it's in the area that, to our knowledge, there's no other woman or female contracted directly to a national league. And all it does is provide her with the opportunity to be profiled, and obviously, along with profiling Lauren, takes the WNBL with her and hopefully encourages a lot more young girls to play our sport.
Now, of course, she is already contracted in some way to the WNBL as a player, but this really takes it further, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, her playing contract certainly is her contract to her club in the Canberra Capitals, but also indirectly to the WNBL as well. Within that contract, she has to adhere to, obviously, the league rules. And even with that, in our service agreement with her, it specifies very clearly that Lauren has to attend the usual functions for the WNBL, just as all other players have to, and that is, you know, awards dinners and media conferences after games and, play under the code of conduct and all of those sort of things. But the other one stretches, or our service agreement stretches, just a little bit further than that, where we want to put her through some training. Once she's gone through some specific training, particularly media training and perhaps a little bit of deportment training, we will then pay her to do things or to become another face of the WNBL. And, hopefully we'll see her on posters promoting the WNBL. You know, you never know, our new naming rights sponsor in Orange may, you know, also become involved, and we may see her on billboards and doing all sorts of wonderful things.
I mean, this is probably a silly question, but why Lauren?
you're right, it is a silly question. I mean, ask the rest of the world that. I mean, Lauren is a superstar already, and she's 18. She epitomises everything that we believe the WNBL is, and that is, you know, attractive, tall, good-looking, super athletes. And, you know, she's very much Australian, you know, and even more so because she does come from country Australia, and I think it's important to understand that, you know, there are a lot of players, even in the Australian Opals team, in fact, probably over 50%, that actually come from the country area. So we want to be saying to kids out there, even you kids out in the remote areas can actually compete at the top level if you set yourself some goals.
Lauren has expressed a desire, but not until after the Olympics, obviously, to go to the WNBA, and obviously she's going to get lots of contracts and offers from overseas. Is this to try and keep her here as well?
No, we would never restrict a player under any circumstances. What we're trying to do is, there's always that question out there put to the WNBL, you know, how are you going to capitalise on the Opals' success and the Olympic Games? And that's always such a tough question, because how do you capitalise on something that you don't have a lot of control over? I mean, we're not Basketball Australia, we are the WNBL, we don't own the Opals. The Opals play in our competition, but when they play for Australia, they are under the jurisdiction of Basketball Australia. And we're totally autonomous to Basketball Australia, but we work very, very closely with them. We're business associates as such. And, I think the important thing here is to understand that we sat down with Lauren and her mum before we even reached an agreement on this service agreement, and said, you know, what do you want to achieve? What are your goals? We didn't want to sort of convince her by putting something in front of her saying, oh, wow, this is fantastic, you know, doing a sales pitch. We wanted to make sure that Lauren felt comfortable with what she was doing. She certainly agreed to, her parents agreed to it, and hence we drew up, you know, a fairly straightforward agreement, which we allowed her to run by her agent. It wasn't a league-to-agent situation, it was a league-to-player situation. And, she is the hottest property in women's basketball in the world, and she belongs to, her family and to Australia, and we're really proud of that. We want to try and help capitalise on the Opals' success with Lauren, and obviously at the same time allowing Lauren to be profiled by us, which hopefully will encourage other corporates out there to sponsor her. I mean, she wants to make her living playing basketball, and we want to try and help her, along with other players, to achieve that.
And obviously you feel that she'll be able to drag in some of those corporate dollars.
I think for for, not so much for the league as such. I mean, the league has very clear guidelines under its constitution as to what categories we can actually sell. We don't want to cut off the bloodline to the clubs of the W and also to their individual players. I mean, Lauren is now sponsored by Nike. The WNBL tends to stay away a little bit from the apparel side of things, purely to allow our players to be able to get those sort of corporate dollars. There's not, you know, there's 18 million people in this country and everyone's out there buying for the dollar in the sporting business. And it's very important for us to make sure that we, you know, we allow our clubs and our players to achieve what they can. You know, under their own banners. And, you know, it's tough out there. So we have to be a little bit fair with where all the money goes.
Indeed. She will be promoting the WNBL overseas, on overseas trips, etc.?
If Lauren decides that after the WNBL season, or the Orange Championship season 2000-2001, which will finish the last weekend in March in 2001, her contract doesn't expire until August with us. If she does go off to the WNBA, what we've done in the contract is said to Lauren, we just don't want you to, you know, just run off to the WNBA and forget us back here. You know, we want you to do a few things, and that might be perhaps be involved with writing a column for a newspaper that we may be able to set up, sending us emails, sending us pictures, being in constant contact with the WNBL so that we can tell the public what Lauren Jackson and other players in the WNBL, or WNBA, sorry, are up to.
Of course, the WNBA and WNBL, there's no conflict in their season, so that's a plus as well.
Absolutely, and when we moved to a summer season, that was one of the main reasons, that along with obviously, hopefully, the increase in media coverage, which has been very successful, and certainly our relationship with the NBA here in Australia and the WNBA in the United States is very close, and we want to be able to work with them, not tread on anyone's toes, but at the same time, build women's basketball globally.
And perhaps bring a few more WNBA players out here. We've got one already.
We have one of theirs, but we have eight of theirs as well. Eight of ours. So, yeah, absolutely. One American player who's out here, and Kristen Fokel, and she's having an exceptional season. And we would love to be able to see other players from the WNBA, American players, import players, come out and have a go in our competition. Kristen's enjoying it. And I think she'll go back with a very positive comment to say about our league and our competition. And hopefully she'll encourage others, along with Michelle Tim, encouraging others to come back here.
Mm. Michelle, of course, is still very much a face of the WNBL as well, though, isn't she?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Michelle is a favourite of everybody's, including the WNBL's. Michelle is very dedicated to her preparation for the Olympic Games. She has already advised us that she's going back to the WNBA after this season. And, you know, we have to take into account everyone has to make their own decision. And Michelle is somewhat different to the others, where she's a lot older. And, you know, she realises that after the Olympic Games, she's going to have to sit down and weigh up her international career opportunities and what she's going to do and prepare herself for the rest of her life. Lauren is 18 years of age and has a lot of time to do that. And hopefully, when she gets to play in the WNBA, there will be much bigger contracts for them, just as there is in our league. I mean, we have to remember that over the past even 5 years, you know, our top players' income has probably very close to doubled. You know, and that's huge for, I mean, it's not huge dollars like it is overseas, but some of our players are full-time professional athletes because of the income they can derive from the sport of basketball, which is fantastic.
Mm, indeed. Well, I guess I better let you get away with the kids to get them off to school.
And get off to work.
Yes, and do all those things. But thanks for your time this morning, Leanne. We'll look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks.